Now, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
14.
8. 12.
I'm 18.
I'm 10 years old.
What grade are you in or about to go into?
I'm a senior.
8th grade.
Sophomore year.
Just finished junior year, so yes, I'm a senior.
I'm in 4th.
What do you do for fun?
I love art. Art is my favorite.
I do soccer, basketball, cheerleading, tennis, baseball.
I like to play on the trampoline, and I love to make slime.
I act in plays, and I sing all the time.
I also write stories because I love writing.
I play tennis. I also like to play soccer with my best buddy, but I'm not on a team.
Listen, you're a great kid. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm still figuring it out.
Pediatric oncologist.
I really want to be a marine biologist.
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm looking into biomechanical engineering.
I want to be an orthodontist because you can help kids feel better at their smile.
Will you run for president someday?
I want to.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah.
You sound super excited. Have you ever been more excited than this?
Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Kid of the Week, Tom Sandberg. If you have a Kid of the Week you want to tell us about, how do they do that?
Go to WGMRadio.com/contest and click on the Kid of the Week link. You can also send me an email, send me a text, send me something on Twitter. I'll get that kid nominated.
Sound like a threat. I'll get that kid nominated.
I know people.
Richie Pasinka joins us now. Richie, is that close to how you pronounce your name? We don't have Richie yet? Hold on. You guys tell me when.
He's there.
All right. Mine isn't. Okay, we're going to go back now and try Richie on the phone. Richie, are you with me?
Hello.
There you are. How are you, man?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, if the phone works, it's a good day. Anyway, you're 16 years old.
Yes.
And you play hockey.
Hockey, baseball, and football.
What's your favorite?
I don't really think I have a favorite. I just like playing everything.
Depends on the season, probably, right?
Yeah.
What do you play in hockey? A winger?
Defense.
Defense. Like putting a hit on people, huh?
Yeah.
You have brothers?
No, I have two older sisters.
Oh, well, you can't check them.
Yeah.
Sandberg, say hi to Richie.
Hey, Richie. So what high school do you go to?
I go to Downers Grove South.
Okay. Is that where you play all your sports or do you club?
Well, our hockey team is like a combined
okay.
team with other schools around.
Okay. So you wore a special number for hockey.
Yeah. Here's the story. Pick 21 because it was one of your father's when you played hockey. Is that right?
Well, I mainly picked it because Stan Mikita was my dad's favorite player. And
got it.
Like, yeah.
You play now with Stan Mikita's grandson?
Yeah, Billy Nizer.
You guys pals?
Yeah, he's like the kid on the team everyone likes. Like he was on JV and I was on varsity this year, but everyone knows him and everyone like loves him because he's just like a nice guy and a really good hockey player.
Did you know Stan was number 21?
Yeah, I knew that.
All right, so what happened?
So at first, like, when I first met him, I knew who he was, but, you know, and then as we got closer and started, like, talking more, he asked me one day if he could have my number next year. And then, like, I really didn't want to do it because I've had the number for so long, and it, like, meant something to me. But then I realized it would be more important for him to have it because it was his grandfather's, and I think if I was in his shoes, I would want someone to do that for me.
It's pretty nice. Pretty nice. And it's a big deal for people that play sports or haven't played sports. You don't realize how big a deal your number is, especially if you've worn it for a long time and you had a family tie to it. What did he say when you told him you could have the number?
Well, he said thank you, and he basically he came over to my house and thanked me, and then he went to practice.
Well, that's great, man. That's great. What's your new number?
81.
81's cool.
Yeah.
81's cool, especially for a defensive guy. 81, yeah, for a defenseman.
Cool,
81's solid.
So what number do you wear in football?
34.
Okay, running back or a D-back?
Yeah, I'm a running back.
Mm-hmm. And what's the other sport you play all the time? Baseball?
Baseball, yeah.
Baseball also.
Yeah, you guys have numbers on your jerseys or not?
Yeah, I can't wear the same number because, like, I guess people, like, take our jerseys at the end of the year, and I wear 6 and 8.
6 and 8, okay. So yeah. If we add up all of Richie's numbers and we divide by four.
81, 6, 8.
Yeah. You're a good dude, man. What are you going to go on to college in a couple of years?
Yeah, 2 more years.
Any chance you'll play sports in college?
Yeah, I'm actually getting letters and going to camps and stuff. I think I would like to play sports in college.
Yeah, I think it's impressive that in this era you haven't had to specialize. You must be good at all three.
Yeah, I'd work hard at all three. I would say I'm pretty good.
How are your grades?
They're looking good. I'm above a 3.0, so.
Okay, we'll keep it there because you're a junior now, right?
Sophomore.
Sophomore. Well, next year, dude's the big year.
Hey, Richie, are you driving yet?
Yes, I am.
I bet your parents were thrilled to get you a license when you turned 16 with that schedule of sports.
Oh, yeah, they were. All you heard when I was growing up is, oh, it's a pain to drive me around to sports. Yeah,
I feel you. So for your parents, so good. That's especially the hockey, because that is like late night.
And early morning.
Yeah. Right.
Friday
Once you
nights.
Get older, it's like 9 o'clock practices, 10 o'clock practices.
So, and besides, your mom's already washing your stinky hockey clothes, so, you know, she's done enough.
Yeah.
Listen, man, you're a good dude, and keep up the good work in school. Play hard. Don't get hurt if you can, and thanks for doing the right thing.
All right, I will. Thank you.
Hold the line. Give them 14 or 15 pizzas.